Estevan, as we celebrate another milestone at the Estevan Art Gallery and Museum, EAGM, our 45th anniversary, and we close in on my 12th anniversary as director, curator, it feels surreal to announce my resignation from this position on March 31, 2023, wrote Amber Anderson, the EAGM's director, curator, in a press release, informing the community about her decision. After many years and hundreds of programs, exhibitions, and fundraisers, Anderson announced that she will be stepping out of the role. She said her work with the EAGM provided her with many opportunities. I have long been passionate about providing innovative and professional programming in unexpected places, but with a particular focus on rural audiences, Anderson said in the press release. Growing up on a farm in southwestern Manitoba, I quickly garnered an appreciation and love of art-centric programming. I realized how significant access to the arts is, hence, my attraction to a rural, regional art gallery and museum in southeastern Saskatchewan. I was hired for the director, curator position in 2011. So many things about the community and institution have changed since then. In this position, she has guided the institution through many challenges and successes. Anderson has curated over 100 exhibitions and worked with hundreds of artists and innumerable volunteers, over 20 summer students and several interns. She has had the immense pleasure of working with one amazing, long-term, and dedicated employee, Carly Garnier. I have worked ceaselessly over the years to continue to adapt to new modes of presenting art, such as the Inside Out Project, where artworks were directly curated in plexiglass-lidded plinths placed throughout a woodlawn, regional park while balancing a curatorial schedule that included established and significant Canadian artists while also responding, curatorially, to the needs and wants of the community. This has provided a format of excellence that has cemented the EAGM as an important museum and art gallery, not only in Saskatchewan but also in Western Canada, Anderson wrote. One thing she really enjoyed about being a director, curator of the art gallery in Estevan, was that people often didn't have specific expectations of what an exhibit should look like, which allowed her to be creative and innovative. Inside Out is just one of the examples with great results. That program is really opening up the idea of working outside of the gallery and incorporating that outreach to bring people to the gallery. That has been really special for me, Anderson shared. The mini residencies that have been developed are also such a big hit with the community. But for us, it's really nice to have that presence right in the gallery and have that magic in that space. She noted there's never been a lot of red tape, which allowed her to experiment with ideas and formats, and which made the position so magical to her. There were so many changes throughout the years, but she said she always enjoyed being a programmer. I'm a programmer at heart. And this position has offered me the opportunity to really explore so many different avenues. That has been such a pleasure for me, Anderson shared. My proudest moments were always working with artists that stated, what a gem of an institution we had in the community and relaying the renown the institution has outside our community. She also noted that she uses the word programming as a huge chasm, involving many aspects. She began her career in the art field as an art educator, and her work always included curatorial components. One of her goals was to get people intrigued about the art and get them to come into the galleries. My passion lies in how to get people excited, so I've always taken that approach, of curating for your public, for your community, and this is why it's always so different, Anderson said. Working with two spaces at the EAGM, Anderson tried to pick a theme that two exhibits shared and show the public two different perspectives on the same topic, breaking a talking point. She also would always keep an eye on what was happening in the art world across the province to bring the most interesting ideas and artists to Estevan, creating space for thought and conversation. Anderson said it is really hard to summarize 12 years of her history with the EAGM. They used to have the After Dark concert series, where musicians would perform at the gallery. She was on the 2016 Saskatchewan Summer Games Committee, working with other not-for-profits that were engaged in heritage and culture, trying to bring that into the game, and had many other opportunities to work with other organizations across the province. They ran many fun and exciting fundraisers, including the Rafferty Ramble, hobby horse races, dueling pianos cabarets, art auctions and more. There have been endless community engagement events like speed dating, the Halloween haunt, mom prom and many others. Her position also included the directorial part, which is management. Under her lead, the EAGM changed the roof, floorings, and signage. The building was painted multiple times. The outdoors has changed significantly. The interior of the gallery, as well as the Northwest Mounted Police Museum's interior and exteriors, have seen improvements, and the museum's collection has been growing continuously. Garnier's equal passion for programming made Anderson's time with the EAGM even more special. My sincerest thanks to Carly Garnier, my education, outreach, and programming coordinator, who shares my love of programming and has supported me throughout my tenure, and to my board of directors, over many years, for supporting my innovative, and often unchartered approach, Anderson said. It's been a great opportunity to work in a team that's really motivated. And a huge thank you to all the people that worked and volunteered here and all the different people I worked with throughout the years. It's such a huge honor experience to have worked with so many different people. While Anderson is leaving the EAGM end of this month, she is staying in Estevan to start with another valuable organization. A programmer at heart, I am leaving this position and joining an equally passionate not-for-profit team that provides opportunities for rural audiences. Remaining in Estevan, I will begin a new job on April 3, 2023, as Community Development Coordinator with Southeast Sport, Culture and Recreation District. I look forward to continuing to work with the Estevan community and beyond. It has been an exciting opportunity, and I look forward to seeing what the future brings for this institution, which will always hold a place in my heart. Anderson added that her new work will introduce her to new ideas and concepts. She believes that sport, culture and recreation intertwine, and while some of her experiences with the EAGM resonate with her new position, she is also looking forward to the fresh aspects of it. I really look forward to stepping into the role, learning new things, discovering different ways of thinking and seeing, and then bringing in these skill sets that I've honed while working at public art galleries, Anderson said.